Lawsuits are one way the recording industry is trying to answer slumping sales. Lowering prices is another. Last week, the largest record company, Universal Music Group, said it's cutting the wholesale price of CDs by about 30%. The other four major label conglomerates are expected to follow that move. To find out whether this carrot-and-stick approach is likely to drive students off the file-trading networks and back into record stores, NPR's Rick Carr traveled to the heart of file-trading country, a college campus.
Students are the focus of the record industry's war on file trading for a couple of reasons. About half of teenagers and 20-somethings download music for free, and about half of them told the firm Forrester Research that as a result, they buy fewer CDs. Students at New York University's campus in Lower Manhattan say they're downloading less, but not for the reasons label executives might think. Libby, who only wanted to give her first name, is a junior who says she stopped using the Kazaa program to download music.
It's bad for your computer. I took it off. I'm kind of sick of it. Crashes your computer so much, so.
Like most of the other students I talked to, Libby and her friend Matt, also a junior, say they and their friends are not worried about the threat of lawsuits.
They only get you if you give your files, not if you're still getting files.
Yeah,
so you move them from folder to folder.
It's also, I think I heard people with like thousands and thousands of files. And I've definitely met kids like that in dorms who all they do is download music.
Their friend Jess Lidwicky, a junior studying music technology, says she stopped using Kazaa too, but she's getting as many CDs full of free music as ever.
Now I pretty much just burn them. I mean, all my friends have extensive like music collections.
If students are unconcerned about the threat of legal action, that means the record companies haven't yet gotten their message through to them, according to Forrester Research analyst Josh Bernoff. He says more than two-thirds of young downloaders say they'd stop if they felt there were a serious risk of jail or a fine. Bernoff expects record labels to make regular announcements, like today's, to drive home their message.
It has to be on NPR every week or else people forget about it. So I think that you'll see continued publicity here. This amnesty program that they're talking about is just another way of saying if you continue to download, you're going to get sued.
But that's a bad business strategy because it could alienate the record industry's best customers, according to Peter Fader, who teaches marketing at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Fader says until recently, most music fans had little opinion one way or another about the major record labels.
All of a sudden, they're becoming aware of the labels, and it's for all the wrong reasons. There was no goodness, there was no positive brand equity or warm, fuzzy feeling associated with the labels.
In fact, according to Forrester Research's Josh Bernoff, many young fans have deeply negative feelings about the music industry. Near the top of their list of complaints, CDs cost too much. Bernoff says that's why Universal has moved to cut the average cost of CDs to below $13. That's a popular idea on NYU's campus, though some students say it doesn't go far enough. Daryl and Alex, a sophomore and junior respectively, say they pretty much stopped buying CDs once they started downloading. But they'd go back into the record stores if CD prices hit their sweet spot.
10 to 12. I think that's pretty good.
10 to 12 would be great.
Anywhere above 15, 18, that's probably too much.
Anywhere about 13 would be a bit high, yeah.
Daryl said he'd love to be able to stop downloading and go back to buying CDs because there's an almost fetishistic appeal to those round, shiny pieces of plastic.
Even though you download the music just to get the music, there's something about the ceremony of buying the CD and having the CD itself, which is better than just having the music on the CD.
That's right, definitely.
But the Wharton School's Peter Fader says record labels should be doing more than just cutting prices. They should be giving music fans more for their money. Hollywood studios, for example, entice fans into buying DVDs by offering extras, director's comments, outtakes, trailers. But Fader says only a few CD releases have tried the same approach.
When Jon Bon Jovi came out with his latest album a few months ago, they put a special password only if you bought the CD that would give you access to all kinds of websites and exclusive information about concerts and all kinds of things like that. That's a wonderful example of adding value.
Josh Bernoff of Forrester Research thinks that the full-length CD is dying and taking the album, the collection of songs as an art form, with it.
There are plenty of people who've gotten used to the idea that if you want music, you can get only the tracks you want by downloading. And you can't get them back into the stores to buy a whole album even by reducing the price, because they only want two tracks on that album.
Burnoff and Fader agree that that may drive more and more music fans to the legitimate online services that are proliferating. But Fader says even those services won't thrive until the record industry focuses on marketing instead of lawsuits. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.